Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 17. I read for you again these words. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in Christ, the only Savior of the world. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. This is the life of a Christian, dear children of God, receiving God's mercy and giving Him thanks, not separating the gift from the giver. And that's what we see happen in today's gospel. 10 lepers cry to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." This is the cry of one in desperate need. And yet, they do not call him Kyrie, or Lord. Instead, they recognize that Jesus is a great man, even as one calls one of higher status, position, or rank, Master. They knew they had no real business addressing him, but they did it anyway. And what they asked for, they received. Mercy. As Jesus sent them to show themselves to the priests, he implied that they would receive the cleansing, the healing they desired. For they were helpless and hopeless as their leprosy had cut them off from society. And they were forced to live outside the community in isolation. Their only company was that of other lepers. In this regard, Jews and Samaritans were drawn together. They were in the same sad situation. And only the priest could declare them clean and restore them to the community. And as they went, all 10 were cleansed fully and completely. Now, the healing of the lepers, as good as it was for them, is also a lesson for us, since leprosy is often a metaphor or picture of sin. And to see how apt it is, consider the following. Leprosy destroys the whole disposition of the human body. And sin totally destroys the strength of body and soul until from the tip of one's head to the soles of one's feet, there is nothing left that is healthy. Leprosy is a disease that spreads like the sin that came into the world by the first man and was passed on to all his descendants. Leprosy cannot be healed by a man's efforts, just as we see in 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman brought a letter to the king of Israel requesting him to heal him of his leprosy. The king retorted, "Am I God who can give life and death?" Sin likewise cannot be healed by human means. If all human strength and might were brought together, they could not remove even the slightest sin or heal it. For each and every sin counters God, who is infinitely good. while sin is infinitely evil, and all man's strength is finite and weak. Leprosy is a herpetic contagion and quickly spreads to others who are healthy. This is how it is with sin. One easily becomes contaminated if one associates with people who are profligate and contaminated with sin. Leprosy coats the tongue and makes one hoarse. This is how it is with the man who falls into sin and cannot proclaim God's glory or praise His beneficence. Leprosy, once it has taken hold, eats its way steadily farther. Likewise, when a man falls into one sin, it seldom remains isolated, but one sin leads steadily to another. It is like a man who takes a false turn. The farther he goes, the more he becomes lost. This is how it is with sin. If a man is to be healed of his leprosy, his flesh must be entirely renewed. And similarly, if he is to be delivered from sin, he must be reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The infection of sin is so bad that only the people of God can recognize it rightly. Indeed, consider the evidence of sin, not in others, but in yourself, as you hear again the works of flesh mentioned by St. Paul. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. As bad as these works of the flesh are, hear St. Paul's concluding warning. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now that should certainly grab our attention because it shows how helpless and hopeless we are. For sin separates us from God and from one another. We cannot do anything about it ourselves. Healing is to be found only in Christ, the sole physician for one's soul. But why spend so much time on sin? Don't we already know that we're sinners? Well, perhaps. But do we realize the fullness and the depth of our sin and the magnitude of the cleansing that comes from Jesus? The Samaritan realized that. He received the gift of healing and joyously returned to the giver, the great high priest, the one who could declare him cleansed, restore him to life, and offer the perfect sacrifice for sin. After all, the Samaritan couldn't very well go to the temple in Jerusalem. He wouldn't be allowed in. And the temple in Gerizim, where his people worshipped, didn't seem to be enough either. Instead, he goes to the true temple, the true priest, who is also the true lamb who would be the sacrifice. He thereby shows that his healing was due to Jesus alone. After all, only Jesus brings life and salvation, for he saves his people from their sins. Whoever tries to pay for his sins through his own works and deeds makes a Jesus of them. But this is idolatry, because Christ alone is the true Jesus. He alone is also the true master. Any other source of help and solace against sin is futile and vain. Since the payment Jesus made is endless, there's no sin, great or small, that he cannot heal. For how can the filth of any sin be so great that Jesus cannot cleanse it by his holy blood? How can the disease of any sin be so great that it cannot be cured by the death of this holy physician? How can the wounds of any sin be so deep that they cannot be healed by the wounds in his life-giving flesh? In Christ, we have the only balm against sin. On this, his last journey, he healed the 10 lepers to indicate the suffering he was about to endure in order to cleanse us from our leprosy of sin. You must view this help of Christ as an act of pure mercy. We have angered the eternal Son of God and also the Father and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it is out of pure mercy that he prays for us and has paid for our sins. With firm faith, we must rely on this word and on the sacraments he has joined to it. Yes, we must be like the leper who returned to the giver, and like Naaman mentioned earlier. When Naaman had come to Elisha, he was told, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But of course, Naaman didn't like that. He had better rivers at home. But once he was convinced to do what Elisha had said, he was cleansed of his leprosy, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. The same thing happens to us in baptism. We are washed clean, and the leprosy of sin is healed. By the mercy of God, we are cleansed and made whole only through his word and sacraments, which do what they say. They deliver to us the forgiveness of sins won by Jesus' death on the cross. As he suffered the separation that sin causes, separation from family, friends, even his father, he endured it all so that we might be restored to the family of God. He suffered all the effects of sin on that holy cross so that we might learn of his great love and mercy toward us. And as Naaman came to Elisha and confessed, "Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel." And as the Samaritan turned back, praising God with a loud voice, fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. So we too give all thanks and praise to God and our Lord Jesus. We return to the giver of every perfect gift, for he's the only source of our cleansing from sin. And when we realize the magnitude of that glorious gift, we too will give God thanks and honor and praise now and forever. For the faith which receives mercy from Jesus and clings to him alone as the only source of cleansing and life is a faith that saves. Trusting in Jesus alone rise. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. And more than that, your faith has saved you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.